Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The day has come. The greatest day in the whole year has finally arrived. Finally, you get some time off work. You're off break from school. You get to see family. You get to give and get presents. You get to forget the woes of this world and just unwind for a while. Finally, it's Christmas. Now, hopefully, you can say at least some of these statements without reservation, but I'm willing to bet that this year, Christmas isn't going to be exactly what it's supposed to be. There are family members who are not going to be there, who you can't get to see because we're told to stay away. It's finally Christmas, but Christmas doesn't really match up to everything it's hyped to be sometimes, does it? Great, it's Christmas, but we're still cold and distant and afraid of everything, of each other, of friends, of family, of death. Even though Christmas is supposed to be all jubilee, the greatest holiday in our culture, hands down, the best day of the year, even the best day fails to satisfy. Maybe your Christmas will go absolutely perfectly. I really hope it does. But there will quickly come a day when you will wake up and sigh, and the day will have passed on to yet another and another and another. Although the worldly celebrations of Christmas can be good and wonderful, and by the way, never be shy about being merry about Christmas. And I would encourage you to embrace all of the fun Hallmark things that go with it. But don't let that be the end of it. Christmas is not a secular holiday. That very combination of words makes no sense because holiday means holy day. And your benefit from it is not contingent on your worldly festivities, your get-togethers, or your presents. Christmas is Christ Mass, that is, Christ's divine service. It's right here. Christmas is that most wonderful, greatest day of the year because it is cosmic. It changes absolutely everything about the entire world. It's more than just a shift of the seasons or the falling of snow or the turning over of a new calendar year. This is why St. John goes back to the beginning. He goes straight to Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. While we are here zoomed in on our little worlds, our families and clans and our goings-ons, the Lord tilts our heads back and zooms us back out. In the beginning, before ever there was a Christmas tree or a jolly Santa Claus, our Lord spoke. And what did he speak? His word. And he was in the beginning with God. Now, what are these words he spoke, do you suppose? Did he say abracadabra, or presto, or leviosa, or just snap his fingers? No. He said, let there be light. And then there was light. His word made the thing it mentioned come to be. He said, let there be life. Let the earth sprout vegetation. Let the waters swarm with living creatures. Let the birds fly. And so they did. And most importantly, he said, let us make man in our own image. And what was this image? It was God's image in which man was made. Therefore, they must shine with the light of his holiness. And they did, for God is light. They must be teeming with life and joy. And they did, for God is life. And they must be overflowing with love. And they did, for God is love. But man departed from this image. And in sin, he lost these gifts that God had given him. We took things into our own hands and we broke it. Ever since Adam's fall, there really has been no one who has been good. No, not one. Really, there never were any good boys and girls who deserved presents. You see, Adam and Eve were not content to wait under the Christmas tree in the garden. But the devil convinced them to seize the gifts of the Lord before it was time. Did God really say, he slithered, these presents are for you. You know, just go ahead and open them. Your life will be better. It's what God really wants, isn't it? But the present of the knowledge of good and evil was not yet intended for man. God had not given it to them. He had not said, it is good. And therefore, it became a curse to all of us. Because we broke God's word and we did not believe him, his light became darkness for us. His tree of life became death to us. And his love would burn us eternally like hellfire. And so he shut us out of the garden and ultimately even destroyed it. This first Christmas, if you will, did not go so well. But the goodness and loving kindness of our Savior was promised by his word. And his word must do what it says. And thus, he appeared. Though the world had become all darkness and did not know God, yet the light continued to shine. And the true light, which gives light to everyone, came into the world. That light of light, that very God of very God, refused to allow Christmas to be lost. His word shone in the darkness, leading his people through the wilderness of Earth's younger years in the form of a cloud. And then finally, the time came. Now his full purpose is revealed. And now the time has come to open the presence on his terms. And so the word became flesh and dwelt among us. With these words, God stepped down from his throne. He came all the way down into the depths of the darkness of this world and crawled into human flesh. You see, this is the true meaning of Christmas, that God stooped down to us. He got off his throne and humbled himself to become man. He humbled himself to crawl, to kick and cry, to drivel and snivel and mess himself as a human child, a helpless little baby. It is at this point that we kneel in the creed when we say, "And was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man." This is what we mean when we say those words. We fall to our knees because our Lord was willing to fall down even lower than us, to become the lowest man on earth, to become a baby, so that one day he could be crucified like a criminal, so that he could bring us up again with him in his resurrection. For in this way, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Even at the end of this long year, even in the middle of the chaos and disappointment of this life, it is in this way that the Lord brings joy into your lives and shines upon you with his smiling face. He gives you Christmas and drives all the gloom of the devil and his little helpers from the face of this earth. And now you can truly say, Christmas is saved. You can have a Merry Christmas, no matter how drab it may or may not end up, because it isn't dependent on you. For the Lord Jesus has shown himself in this world, and through your baptism into him, you have the washing of regeneration and no longer have to live in darkness or loneliness. Although that old tree in the garden is long gone now, he has given you a new Christmas tree that will outshine all others. The light of light, which was laid in a manger, now beams forth from the great tree of his cross, from his new throne, and from his bloody lap. He gives forth the presence of the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, of light and love, of peace on earth, and goodwill toward all. In his church, no one will leave empty-handed. No one will leave without his gifts. This cross shines through the darkness because the Word became flesh and lived and died for you. And now you can say with all truth and from the bottom of your heart, Merry Christmas. So spread the word, spread the joy. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't ever lose your wonder. Because he has made you his own, you have been made a vessel and filled with his light, his life, and his love. Even if someone is blind to the gospel and doesn't know the Lord at all, let the warmth of your kindness show forth his light to them. For even a blind man can feel the sun shining on his face. If you know grandma or grandpa is spending this Christmas by themselves, call them. Bring them food, bring them presents. Go to them. Don't let them forget what day it is. It's Christmas. If you know someone might be lonely, might be spending the holiday alone, go see them, call them, visit them, speak to them, embrace them. It's Christmas. Jesus is here, and he has come to draw you unto him, and to gather all together. On this day, the Lord has given you everything that you need to live through every day until the end of days. So be sure to come back to his church to receive his presence. For here every day shall be as Christmas for you. And so, children of God, rejoice, for Jesus is here. Merry Christmas. In his name. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.